Chapter 14, Withered Branches, From the True Vine by Andrew Murray. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Recording by Phil Snyder. Withered Branches. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and they gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. John 15:6. The lessons these words teach are very simple and very solemn. A man can come to such a connection with Christ that he counts himself to be in him, and yet he can be cast forth. There is such a thing as not abiding in Christ, which leads to withering up and burning. There is such a thing as a withered branch, one in whom the initial union with Christ appears to have taken place, and in whom yet it is seen that his faith was but for a time. What a solemn call to look around and see if there be not withered branches in our churches, to look within and see whether we are indeed abiding and bearing fruit. And what may be the cause of this not abiding? With some it is that they never understood how the Christian calling leads to holy obedience and to loving service. They were content with the thought that they had believed and were safe from hell. There was neither motive nor power to abide in Christ. They knew not the need of it. With others, it was that the cares of the world or its prosperity choked the word. They had never forsaken all to follow Christ. With still others, it was that their religion and their faith was in the wisdom of men and not in the power of God. They trusted in the means of grace or in their own sincerity or in the soundness of their faith in justifying grace. They had never come even to seek an entire abiding in Christ as their only safety. No wonder that, when the hot winds of temptation or persecution blew, they withered away. They were not truly rooted in Christ. Let us open our eyes and see if there be not withered branches all around us in the churches. Young men whose confessions were once bright, but who are growing cold, or old men who have retained their profession, but out of whom the measure of life there once appeared to be has died out. Let ministers and believers take Christ's words to heart and see and ask the Lord whether there is nothing to be done for branches that are beginning to wither. And let the word abide ring through the church until every believer has caught it. No safety but in a true abiding in Christ. Let each of us turn within. Is our life fresh and green and vigorous, bringing forth its fruit in its season? See Psalm 1:3, 92:13-14, and Jeremiah 17:7-8. Let us accept every warning with a willing mind, and let Christ's, "If a man abide not," give new urgency to his "Abide in me." To the upright soul, the secret of abiding will become ever simpler, just the consciousness of the place in which he has put me, just the childlike resting in my union with him, and the trustful assurance that he will keep me. Oh, do let us believe that there is a life that knows of no withering, that is evergreen, and that brings forth fruit abundantly. Withered, oh my Father, watch over me and keep me, and let nothing ever for a moment hinder the freshness that comes from a full abiding in the vine. Let the very thought of a withered branch fill me with holy fear and watchfulness. End of chapter 14.